You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. God bless you today. Thank you so much to tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our pastors are Thomas and Teresa Robinson. We're so glad you're tuned in to us every Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. right here at WWBC 100.7 FM, 94.7 and 99.9 FM. I'm your host, Andre Jordan. I've got great news to share today. We are hosting at Victory International Praise Ministries the Business Anointing Christ in the Marketplace Conference. We are excited about this event, and we want to invite those of you that are in the Brevard and Central Florida region to come out and join us nightly. The conference will take place February 19th through the 21st. The first service begins Saturday at 5 p.m., Sunday morning at 11 a.m., Sunday evening at 5 p.m., Monday, noonday, there is a class, Streams of Income. Monday at noon, service resumes. Monday night at 7:30, there is one, two, three, four, five different service times. Do not miss this event. This is a God divine appointed event, the Business Anointing. If you have a heart for business, a desire for business, a desire to launch, a desire to step out into entrepreneurship, a desire to expand what you're doing and go into the marketplace as a believer, as a Christian, we want to definitely have you in the building. This conference is of no cost to those of you that are coming in person at the building. There is a minor fee for those of you that can't come to our location, 250 North Babcock Street, Melbourne, Florida, to join us online using WebEx, W-E-B-E-X, the WebEx app online. You can reach out to us for more information of how you can register and join us via Zoom via the link at VIP Ministries with an S at att.net, or you can also reach out to Pastor Thomas directly at tomrob7662@gmail.com. So there's two email addresses for you to reach us with any questions. You want to be a part of it. You want to know how to get linked into the WebEx app. Please shoot us an email. We're happy to respond and make sure you do not miss the Business Anointing Christ in the Marketplace Conference. All right, so I'm excited today just to be back in the studio. Thank God for WWBC, WMIE, and Pastor Paul Exposito for his service to us. Today, the word of the Lord, the Kingdom Sound, is walking in forgiveness. We got to talk about it. Forgiveness is not easy. And that's because it's not natural to us. It's a supernatural thing that it takes the power of God to walk in it. So we're going to spend some time today talking about forgiveness. We all have been forgiven, and in turn, we must forgive. It has to be a lifestyle. We've got to practice it every day. Every day is a new day. We don't know what the day will hold, what we will encounter, but no matter what, we've got to, we're required to extend forgiveness. So, Father, really quick, I bless you and praise you and thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for being God Almighty, all powerful. Thank you for your supernatural power, the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit at work within us to cause us to be supernatural forgivers. Forgive us. Forgive as we have been forgiving, Father. That is our motto. And we bless you and pray that through this radio broadcast, hearts, mind too, will be pricked, and that you will take us, Father, to another level of forgiveness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. So we're talking about forgiveness, and we want to look into the Word of God. We want to look into the Word of God today as we're talking about forgiveness. We know what it is. We know we need to do it, but why is it so challenging at times? First scripture we're looking at, Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another. Kindness, demonstration of the fruit of the Spirit, manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit. Be kind to one another. Be tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. We have been forgiven. We started out saying that. I've been forgiven, forgiven of much. Jesus died on the cross and he bore on him my sins. He bore on him my shame. He bore on him every iniquity, every trespass, every offense. He bore mine on him so that I could be redeemed back to the Father, so that you could be redeemed back to the Father. He forgave us. He made it so that we were made righteous through what he did on the cross. John Corson calls it the great switcheroo. He was on the cross. Jesus was. But it should have been us. Should have been me. Should have been you. But because he was willing to sacrifice himself, he was willing to say to the Father, I will go. He was willing to raise his hand. I will go. Prepare me a body. I will go. And he redeemed us. He came willingly. He humbled himself as a man, put on flesh, put on a human body, and he went through all, gosh, beatings, insults, stonings, attempted murders, a crown of thorns, a sword in it pierced in his side for us. And the Lord now in turn says to us, forgive. First scripture was Ephesians 4:32, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you also. I've been forgiven. I'm required, appointed. My assignment is to forgive. I have an assignment to forgive. I have an assignment to release. I have an assignment to let go. I have an assignment to be kind. Let's look at another passage in the book of Matthew. We're going to look at Matthew 18:21. This is a very familiar passage of scripture, But I'm going to read it anyway because we're talking on forgiveness. Then came Peter to Jesus. And Peter came with a question. Sometimes we have questions. But let me read the scripture first before I expound anymore. Then came Peter to Jesus. Matthew chapter 18, verse 21. Then came Peter to Jesus and said, Lord, how often should I forgive my brother that sins against me? Should I forgive seven times? Seven representing the number of completion? Should I give him at least seven times, up to seven times? Should I be willing to forgive up to seven times and then write him off and say, hey, now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I've forgiven you, now I'm done, I write you off? And Jesus, verse 22 says, Jesus says unto Peter, I say unto you, no. So the answer is no. Let me be clear with that. The answer is no. Jesus said no, not seven times, but 70 times, seven times. Okay. Jesus said pretty much unlimited forgiveness. Unlimited forgiveness. Let's read the parable. Therefore, verse 23, therefore the kingdom of heaven is likened or compared to a certain king, which would take account of his servants. He decided to bring his servants' accounts up to date with those servants that had borrowed money from him. And when the king began to reckon, which is a accounting term, checking the books, checking the balances, the checks and balances, in the process, one of his debtors was brought into him, which owed 10,000 talents, which could be comparable to millions of dollars for our example. But the servant couldn't pay. He didn't have the ability to pay. He owed 10,000 talents, millions of dollars. He did not have the ability to pay. He had borrowed this money from the king. So his lord, his master, said, let him be sold along with his wife, along with his children, along with everything he owns to pay the debt. You don't have the money? Okay, here's what we're going to do. You get sold, your wife gets sold, your children get sold. We're going to bring some kind of money back in here. And the servant, at hearing this, the man fell down before his master and he worshiped him. He begged him and said, Lord, please be patient with me and I will repay you all. Then his master was filled with compassion and he released him and he forgave his debt. My God. And his master had compassion and he released him of the debt and forgave him of the debt. But verse 28, look at what happens in the parable. But the same servant went out after he'd been forgiven, after he'd been released, after the Lord and Master said, I won't sell you. I won't sell your wife. I won't sell your children to pay off this debt. I release and forgive you. The same servant went and found one of his fellow servants that owed him 100 pence. And that's a few thousand dollars. So he owed millions. And he went and grabbed somebody that owed him 100 pence, $1,000 in our time. and he grabbed him up by the throat. He laid hands on him, took him by the throat, and he demanded instant payment. Pay me what you owe me. Give me back what you owe me. Pay me now. Pay me what you owest. He demanded instant payment. Verse 29, and his fellow servant fell down before him, fell at his feet, and begged and said, would you have patience with me? Would you give me a little more time? Would you be patient with me? I'll pay you back. I'll pay all of it back. But the servant that had received forgiveness from the Lord and Master had the man arrested and put in prison until the debt could be paid in full. So, huh? I'm scratching my head. He received release. He received forgiveness. He received mercy. He received no prison sentence. He owed millions. And so, when the fellow servants, other people watching, knew his story, knew the mercy and compassion and forgiveness shown to him, when they saw how he, in turn, went and grabbed up a fellow servant and had him put in the prison till he could pay the debt, they were very sorrow and upset. And they came and they told their Lord and Master what had been done. And then his Lord, after he had called him, had a conversation with him and said, oh, you wicked servant, you evil servant, I forgave you of that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your own fellow servant likewise? Then the king was very angry and he was wroth. And he sent him to prison to be tortured until he paid his entire debt in full. Look at verse 35. Let's sum it up. Jesus says, likewise, in this same way, my heavenly Father will do to you if you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters from your heart. If you refuse to forgive those that trespass against you from your heart. Brothers and sisters, today we gotta walk in forgiveness. We gotta release people. We gotta let go from our heart. Now I say this, we gotta remember that we've been forgiven. We've gotta remember our millions of sin debt, that the Lord washed the slate clean, that he pressed the reset button, that we found mercy in his sight when Jesus died on the cross for our sins, that we, God attributed to us righteousness because of the finished work of Christ on the cross. And so God requires of us, it's not optional. Forgiveness is not optional. Forgiveness is a requirement of those that have been blood washed, those that have been bought with a price. We must walk in a supernatural level of forgiveness. Many times, guess what? We're quick to say the words, I forgive you. We're quick to say the words, but forgiveness is not an easy task, because we have an enemy, an arch enemy, the devil, who wants for us never to forgive. The devil's job is to try and deceive us into being like the fellow servant that went and grabbed up someone that owed him 100 pence and said, pay me what you owe. The devil wants us to operate in unforgiveness. But the Lord requires and the Lord empowers and the Lord enables and gives us the strength and the ability to forgive again and 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 again. And that is the lifestyle of Christ. That is the lifestyle of Christ followers. That is the lifestyle of those that love the Lord. That is the heart of the Father to forgive, to release, to restore, to reconcile. We've got to permit the mind of Christ to be in us. We've got to live in a place of forgiveness. We've got to ask God to enable us, equip us, show us to ascend to higher levels of forgiveness. I started out saying, sometimes we say the words, I forgive you, super quick, but sometimes forgiveness is a work in our hearts. God keep massaging our hearts. He keep massaging them, till every place of bitterness, every place of every seed of bitterness, every seed of offense, God keep massaging our heart till we give it up. We got to give it up. We've got to be sanctified. Our heart has to be clean. Our heart has to be pure. We cannot allow the enemy, the seeds of the enemy, to be planted in our hearts and minds. But every time the enemy wants to bring memory call and bring to us what they did, what they said, how they did it, how it hurt, all the pain, all the shame, how it was wrong, how we've been wrong. We've got to allow the Holy Spirit of God to cleanse us again, to purify us again, to sanctify us again, to wash us again. We've got to open up ourselves to Him. We've got to ask Him, God, if there's anything in me, any way in me that's not like you, Father, if there's any place of unforgiveness, any root of bitterness, that's what the enemy wants, to plant a seed and let those roots begin to sprout up. Let those roots get tangled up in our heart. Let those roots get tangled around our mind. Bring us to a place of bitterness. But the Lord today, a kingdom sound today, I'm going to walk in forgiveness no matter what you do. I'm going to walk in forgiveness. I'm going to stay before the Lord, crying out to Him until all of the poison, all of the toxicity, all of the negativity, all of the offenses out of my heart. My heart is scrubbed clean, polished, sparkling clean. My heart and my mind have been scoured. I've been purged with hyssop, the scripture says. I will not let go until the Lord works forgiveness in my heart. I forgive and release. We learn how to forgive and release to God. We learn how to forgive the offender and release the offense. We learn how to cast it all upon the Lord. He saw it. Oh, He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. He don't miss a beat. He saw it when it happened. He saw it when the thought was formed. He saw it. So we can rest in Him being the righteous judge. We release them unto the Lord who judge righteously. One of the problems is that the enemy tries to frequently bring us to a place of, we want vengeance. We want to avenge ourselves. We want to avenge the wrong. We want to avenge what's been done to us. We want to take revenge. But that is not the Spirit of God. That's the enemy's territory. We're called to walk in the light. We're called to follow after Christ. And so it's not my job to avenge. It's not my job to take matters in my own hands. It's not my job to try and take revenge on you. But no, I take the high road of forgiveness. I take the high road of walking in the light. I take the high road of walking in God's freedom. Forgiveness brings freedom. Forgiveness brings freedom. Forgiveness brings freedom. I choose to forgive. An act of my will. I might not feel 100%, but I choose. God, I release. I release. Jesus, set me free. I release. Every time I think I can't forgive, I think about what Christ did for me. Oh, I can forgive. I can release in the name of Jesus, by the power of Jesus Christ. Forgive, supernatural forgiveness. That's the kingdom sound today. No matter what, forgiveness, no matter what. God, give us a higher level. Give us a higher understanding. Help us to understand that forgiveness pleases the Father. Forgiveness is conditional on our forgiveness. We must forgive. Forgiveness means dismissing the debt, releasing, dismissing in Jesus' name. Father, we pray today for your help in forgiveness, your help in walking in forgiveness, your help in walking it out. I pray today that this word has pricked hearts, pricked my own heart to forgive at a higher level, another level, in the name of Jesus, by your supernatural mighty power. We will walk in forgiveness. That's our time for today. But I want to announce once again, Victory International Praise Ministries, 250 North Babcock Street. We are hosting in the Brevard and Central Florida region, the Business Anointing Christ in the Marketplace Conference, beginning February 19th, Saturday at 5 p.m., going all the way through Monday evening. Come and join us nightly. This conference is free to those that are coming on the campus. If you have questions, if you need to register to watch this conference online via WebEx app, WEBEX app online, contact us at VIP Ministries with an S at att.net or Tom Rob, R-O-B, 7662 at gmail.com. God bless you. God keep you. May you walk in victory and the freedom of forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to VIP Ministries at att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
Today is Ash Wednesday, which marks the beginning of the season of Lent. Its message is more needed today than ever. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. Lent is a 40-day period of time set aside in the church calendar to reflect and to prepare. In a sense, the season of Lent is to Easter what the season of Advent is to Christmas. For most Christians, all that's left of this season of Lent is the idea of giving up something, the original